Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Let's continue with Wednesday's discussion of how the Federal Reserve's stress tests of major American banks are rigged to make it appear that these banks are stronger financially than they really are. As I discussed last time, one of the ways that the Fed rigs these stress tests is that it has injected billions to trillions of dollars into these banks right before conducting the tests, which artificially makes bank finances appear sounder. Another huge weakness in the stress tests is that they ignore what these banks are doing with their profits. A story by two Bloomberg reporters 13 months ago stated that from the beginning of 2017 through June 2020, Bank of America, Citigroup, JPMorgan Chase, and Wells Fargo had paid out more than 100% of these banks' profits in dividends and stock buybacks. In fact, shareholders of these four banks received $1.26 over this time frame for every $1 in net income. When banks reduce their capital by distributing to shareholders more than 100% of net income, that reduces their financial strength. That means they have less ability to survive financial crises that could happen. It doesn't make any sense to me for the Federal Reserve to constantly provide trillions of dollars in liquidity to the same banks that are simply turning around and paying out some of these funds to their shareholders. Even worse, in the process of doing so, the banks leave themselves financially weaker than the Fed is pretending when they state that all these banks have passed a supposedly rigorous stress test. In my mind, these stress tests should be conducted by analyzing a bank's financial strength without including any bailouts or loans from the U.S. government or Federal Reserve. They should also take into account the weakening of a bank's capital structure should it pay out to shareholders more than 100% of net income. If just these two improvements were made to bank stress tests, I suspect that the results would show that major American banks are in a much more precarious financial position than the Fed is pretending. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.